The issues that affect you every day. 360 with Pete Davies on Mix 104.9.
Just gone 17 away from 11. Of course, the front page of today's Northern Territory News piece by Nigel Adlam, a man who was described as being a super fit farmer, passed away from Murray Valley encephalitis. Joining me now is the director of the Centre for Disease Control, Dr. Vicky Krause. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a very, very debilitating and dangerous virus, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, and that's a very sad story for this family, and tells us what a potentially fatal disease this is.
How prevalent is it, Vicky?
Well, I guess that is the good point, is that it isn't that prevalent. In fact, the last case that we had in the Northern Territory was in 2005. So I guess what we all have to realize is that the virus is here every year, which means that we live in an endemic area, or an area where the virus comes specifically during certain months every year, so it's present. And we just are unlucky if we're bitten by a mosquito that has the virus in it, but the fact is that they're here, and so what we need to do is avoid being bitten.
Of course, not only this virus, but other viruses are monitored via the sentinel chickens in Caffra, aren't they?
Well, in fact, we have flocks of what we call sentinel chickens throughout the territory, and it's actually because of years of leaving them every month that we have the historical data to say what months of the year this virus is present in our environment, and then particularly what months we know that they are most active, and we also keep track of the cases throughout the years that have occurred in humans. So, for instance, we know that the virus is present between February and July every year, somewhere in the territory, mostly in the northern top half. However, we know that from March to May, we have had our most cases of human Murray Valley encephalitis. So those are our most at-risk months, and we put out a media release as soon as we do get conversions. So for this year, we put out a media release at the end of January, and that goes through till July. And again, we talked about mosquitoes in February, and then we put out TV ads about mozzies and avoiding mozzie bites and the diseases that they carry on TV throughout this period.
Okay, from February to July, what happens to the virus? It just goes MIA, does it?
Well, it's just probably because of the temperature and the waterfall. It's a prime climate for the reservoir with the birds to be present, and the mosquitoes feeding on the birds to acquire the virus. And then the mosquitoes feed on us, and that's what we want to try and avoid.
So it does have needs a rather unique set of circumstances to get established, doesn't it?
That's right, and the problem is that here we do have the waterfall, the temperature, the environment that sustains the MVE virus. It is true that not all mosquitoes are infected, and of those who are infected, if they should bite you, only one in a thousand humans would come down with the disease, even if bitten by an MVE infected mosquito. So we're talking about small odds here, but as you know, you can go out and get bitten by several mosquitoes. So the aim here and the strategy is to try and reduce at all costs your exposure and bites from mosquitoes. So, for instance, now we're moving sort of out of the rainy season and into times when people might be going out camping more. Certainly the Easter holidays are coming up. And we want people to really be aware that, if you're going out camping, try to guard yourself from mosquitoes using mosquito repellent. Don't put your tent up next to a swamp or near waterways if at all possible. Make sure you have, mosquito netting and wear long, light clothing so that you do everything you can to try and protect yourself from mosquito bites. Specifically, it's right before the sun goes down and for about 2 hours after that, mosquitoes are most ferocious, so trying to keep yourself away from exposed areas during that time is important.
All right, Vicky, I thank you for taking the time to have a chat.
Yep, very good, and I hope the message is out there and people will try and protect themselves as they go out and enjoy the outdoor life, but be mindful of protecting themselves.
All right, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Vicky Krause, the Director of Centre for Disease Control. A timely reminder to cover up and wear plenty of insect repellent at this time of the of year, and you only need to go to the front page of today's NT News to remind you why.